Committee in order. Roll call. Trustee Rafter.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Dennis.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
President Gass is here. Is there a motion to either modify or adopt the agenda as presented? Trustee Dennis, motion. Trustee Harris, seconds. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The agenda is adopted as presented. Item number three, action regarding resolution 2016-06, authorizing the issuance and sale of $9,540,000 general obligation refund and bond series 2016A. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about it before?
Yes, sir. We have Greg here from ours, and we'll go over the
So this time we won't make you wait until the bottom of the agenda. Sorry. You're right at the top of the list.
Well, good evening. You saw a copy of the sale report, just to kind of recap. Last month, the village board authorized the issuance of refunding bonds to refund and prepay the 2006 GEO refunding bonds that were outstanding for the village to take advantage of lower interest rates that are presently available in the market. The bond sale was conducted this morning. A total of 8 bids were received. The winning bid was submitted by Baird out of Milwaukee with a true interest cost of 1.2994%. 8 bids is a very strong number of bids for a bond issue, and as you'll see on the bid tabulation that's included in the handout, there were banks and underwriters from all over the country that bid on these bonds. There was a lot of interest, not only regionally in the Midwest, but nationally as well.
Is that because the general stock market sucks?
And that's part of it. There certainly has been kind of what we call a flight to quality, as the stock market has been struggling and really had a horrible start to the year. That's good for the municipal bonds because it's a good investment. So that is part of it. I think the other part of it is your strong credit rating. Your double A credit rating.
Get up to the phone.
So your total savings then over from 2017 through 2024, the remaining maturity of this issue came in at $1,486,496. So that's your savings. That's summarized on page 5 of the sale report. And that's about $383,261 more in savings than what we had estimated last month. So interest rates have come down a little bit. That, just combined with the competitive bidding environment, are really the primary factors that contribute to those savings. So those savings will be dispersed among your levied funds, your governmental funds, your sewer, water, and stormwater improvements, utilities as well, that paid a portion of the debt service on those 2006 bonds. So all in all, from our standpoint, it was a very strong sale in terms of both the interest rates and the number of bidders. As the village has done in the past, you received a rating from Moody's Investor Services. They affirmed the village's rating of AA2. A copy of the rating report is attached at the back of our handout. I just encourage you at your leisure to take a look at that. But they had very strong comments about the village's financial management, your overall financial condition, your sound budget practices, and just generally your overall economic condition in the village. So there really were no major concerns that they identified in the course of their rating. So all in all, I think a good sale, some very strong savings that you can realize over the medium term of the bond issue. The action that's before you is a resolution. A final copy of the resolution was handed out with our pre-sale report. I'll note that there was a premium bid submitted by Baird, which means they were essentially paying you more than the face value of the bonds. So we took that money and then applied it to downsize the amount of bonds that you needed to issue. So you're actually only going to be borrowing $9,115,000 as a result of applying that premium. So the resolution that I handed out includes that revised borrowing amount, which is less than what's on your agenda. It's still sufficient to pay off the old bonds, but you're issuing less bonds to accomplish that, which is always a good thing. So I'll be happy to answer any questions on the sale.
Any questions? Trustee Harris.
Can you explain how the reoffering yield portion of it works? Because if you compare what Baird has, at least what I see on the first page, I don't see any reoffering yield percentages for the other companies that bid on this.
Right. Generally, we only get access to the reoffering yields for the winning bidder in terms of what they're submitting. So the What the reoffering yield is really what they're reoffering it to the investors in the secondary market. So some underwriters and banks agree to reoffer it as par, the same interest rate you're getting, the same yield that they're offering to investors. Others choose to offer a different reoffering yield back to the investors. So that's the difference between the two. But generally, the reoffering yields are only disclosed for the winning bidder.
Then what made Baird's bid better than Bankers Bank out of Madison?
Really, the bid is awarded on a true interest rate percentage. So if you kind of look at that far right-hand column, you'll see that that's really how the award is determined. So Baird came in at 1.297%, and Bankers Bank, for example, came in at 1.39%. I mean, a lot of factors go into that. It can be the discount that they agreed to take, which is the underwriter's form of compensation. We had allowed for a maximum discount of $10 per thousand of bond. Baird chose, came in at $4.54, so they took much less of a discount than the maximum that was allowed. That's shown on page 4. And then, you know, the premium gets factored into that as well. And so there's a lot of factors that go into kind of doing the calculations and the verification. But all the underwriters kind of submit the bid based on what they think is best for, you know, what they're willing to honor and what is good for their investors in the secondary market. And that's why we do a competitive sale. It's because on any given day, one underwriter can be more aggressive on a group of bonds than the next day. So it's very transparent. You've got very diverse interests in the bond issues. And so, I think from our standpoint, when you have this number of bidders, and Baird, the winning bid was at 1.297, you know, the cover bid at Piper was at 1.33. So fairly narrow spread between winning and cover bid, which, you know, shows that there was strong interest. I think the fact that it was a relatively large bond issue and only went out to 2024, that's really right in the sweet spot for what banks and underwriters like.
So is there a couple other pieces of information that aren't listed on here that get us to the true interest rate?
Not for Baird, it's all disclosed. In terms of all the other ones, it depends on really their premium. You can tell if you look at the price column on the bid tab, if it was greater than $9,540,000, those underwriters chose to bid a premium. If it's less than that, those underwriters chose to take a discount and not submit a premium. So those are all the factors that go into kind of calculating what the true interest rate is going to be.
One more, then I'm done.
Sure.
Do you know how long the village has been at an AA2 rating?
We've been at that level for quite some time, so at least the last 4 or 5 years. I can find that out.
One of the things that's noted in here, the report from Moody's says that the factors that could lead to an upgrade could include the sustained growth of the village's tax base and or demographic profile and improved performance of operating funds. With the changes that we are looking at, the possibilities of improvements in regards to our planning for the future of the village, is it realistic to expect that we might be able to upgrade our rating after achieving those goals of improvements for physical assets, buildings, residents?
I think it's possible. I don't want to say it's a certainty or make any kind of a guarantee about it. I think certainly tax base is just one of the factors that, you know, the rating agencies look at when they do the credit rating, in terms of, you know, also your financial metrics, just in terms of your financial performance. Your fund balance is a big factor that they look at. That's typically one of the two factors they commonly cite, either to have your rating go up or your rating go down, or your growth levels in terms of the size of your overall tax base, and then second, your fund balance or your liquidity. If you see, you know, healthy or maintained fund balance, you'll either likely see your rating affirmed or potentially increased. Same with tax base. If you see a decline in tax base, that could put pressure on the rating. If you see the tax base grow, you know, at a substantial rate over where you've been historically, that could lead to potentially an upgrade.
But they're not interdependent on one another.
No. I mean, it's a host of factors. I mean, how Moody's typically starts the analysis is they start it with a quantitative analysis that looks at certain financial metrics that they call their scorecard. So it looks at your fund balance, it looks at your total revenues and expenditures in your budget, looks at the amount of debt that you have outstanding, looks at your share of the debt outstanding of all the other taxing jurisdictions, the county, the school district, the technical college. And then it looks at certain socioeconomic factors, your overall income levels compared to that to the rest of the state, the size of your tax base. And so all those things that can kind of be quantified kind of go into their grid, and they kind of come out with what an initial underlying rating, which is kind of a starting point for the rating. So when the scorecard, when Moody's compiled it, the underlying rating was AA2. So you came out of the scorecard exactly where you were now. So from there, then they provide what they call the below-the-line adjustments, which is really more of some of the qualitative aspects. And, you know, Claire and Brad did a very good job during the radio call really articulating that, talking about some of the economic development activity within the village, your planning efforts, and really kind of putting the overall management philosophy behind the numbers and your growth objectives. And those are the factors then that can move the rating, you know, up or down. I think the summaries, the underlying factors and kind of qualitative aspects that came out just reaffirmed their thought that you were still at that AA2 rating. So it's very positive in terms of their overall assessment of the village.
Are there cumulative quantities of asset improvement that are quantifiable in the sense of what would change our rating?
I think the biggest factor in terms of quantitative side is likely fund balance. Your level of reserves that you have outstanding. I mean, a lot of communities, you know, have a range or a policy that they target in terms of the amount of reserves that they want to have set aside. And Moody's and the other rating agencies will typically look at that. And if you deviate from that to some extent, I think they'll have some tolerance for that. But if you are at a certain level with your fund balance historically, generally speaking, the rating agencies want to see you stay at that level. I think a lot of times, you know, it's common that, you know, you'll hear discussions among staff and elected officials, should we draw our fund balance down a little bit because it's healthy, we've built it up. And you can do that, but, I mean, that has to be done, you know, kind of gradually, not too abruptly, and it really needs to be done for, you know, appropriate purposes. If there's some capital items that you just want to fund and they're one-time costs, you know, they may accept some use of fund balance for that. But I think that's, on the quantitative side, that's the biggest factor is fund balance, because they view that as a sign of your financial stability, your ability to meet unforeseen expenditures, to just weather declines and economic downturn, and just the overall sustainability of the village. I mean, the village is going to be here indefinitely long term, and so they want to see that financial reserves are healthy.
Is there a mile marker point at which would let's say we have an exponential, but a good amount of growth rate that helps us to create an even more solid mm-hmm. tax base. Is there a point at which we ask for reconsideration or look for reconsideration? Or
we can kind of help assess that, because we have access to really Moody's data that they publish nationwide and state-specific for Wisconsin, that publishes their medians that looks at what is, on a nationwide basis, what is the average tax base size for all the rating, AAA, AA1, AA2, all the way on down. And so we can kind of see where you fit within those medians. And so that's usually a good indicator of how close you are to maybe tipping the scales upward if you're reaching a certain growth threshold. So that's typically how we would evaluate that. And if we're getting to the point where you see you're moving towards that higher rating category, that's when you really try to kind of have that dialogue with the rating agencies to see if that's sufficient to warrant upward movement.
But in truth, it's probably just a slow progression.
It is a slow progression. I think both for the positive and the negative. I think if there's even gradual declines or negative concerns, they're generally not going to overreact to that. They like to look at trends, and we're coming out of an economic downturn. I think that's widely understood. You know, the fact that communities had declines in their equalized value over a couple of years was nothing that really became harmful to any community in particular, because it was generally what everyone was experiencing. Conversely, now that we've seen it kind of gradually move on out, I think that's generally what the expectation is.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right, any other questions? Claire, I trust that during the budget processes, as we talk about fund balance and possible utilization, you'll remind us of the
rating.
She did last time.
Yes, she does. She's always vigilant in that. Any other questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion concerning the adoption of Resolution 2016-06.
A motion that we adopted, that is presented.
Trustee Harris seconds. Any further discussion? It seems to me it's a win-win. We're refinancing a little debt and we're saving money. So very few times you get a win-win. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting Resolution 2016-6, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously approved. There are motion to adjourn. Trustee Harris, second by Trustee Green. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Please stand adjourned.